بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. The khutbah was dangerous. يعني عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. As soon as the sheikh started speaking, I knew I was in trouble. And you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but as you noticed, mashallah, he's what they call a fasih. A fasih is somebody who is skillful in the language. And Sheikh was quite outstanding in his delivery. The terminologies, the rhyming, the nature of delivery. Unless I record the khutbah, it will be almost impossible for me to bring it to you as he brought it. It was just too much. And I wanted to listen myself. And believe it or not, I have to do one of two things. Either listen like I'm a regular listener, or listen with the intention of translating later. And it's two different states that I have to be in. The other brother, I managed to bring a relationship between both. I listen for my own benefit, and I try to retrieve as much information to bring when I come over here. With this brother, I had to make a choice. Either I would just try to memorize, and I won't be able to grasp what he's saying, or I have to grasp what he's saying. I'm sorry, but I had to choose that which each one of us is supposed to choose. You know, benefit myself. Because I knew I wouldn't be able to translate everything. But I will translate, as usual, the idea. And some of the evidences that he quoted. The subject of the khutbah was tawakkul. Tawakkul, you heard him say it often. And tawakkul means, in the English language, is relying upon. To rely upon. And of course we are talking about relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh began his khutbah advising himself and us to have taqwa. To have taqwa towards Allah, because we do not have the strength to taste the fire. And then he quoted two verses. وَأَن تَتَّقُوا وَتَصْبِرُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised the Muslims, when having to deal with the non-Muslims who are trying to cause us harm, Allah says, if you have taqwa, and if you are patient, their planning will be of no harm for you. They will not be able to harm you. So what Muslims do in this day and time, from demonstrations and blowing up buildings and killing innocent people as a retaliation for the Prophet ﷺ being mocked, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, or other means of defense which is not from the sunnah, it is going against the command of Allah. If you are patient and have taqwa, then all of their evil will not harm you at all. See, but what happens with the Muslims is that they lose patience and they lose taqwa. So they overreact. Although a person would be following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in nothing, but they get angry and they want to get up and carry some signs and say, you know, this and that, and walk in the streets and cause chaos and have fights with the police and throw rocks at buildings and so forth, of things that they do. While the Muaddin is calling the adhan for Salatul Asr, men and women are having a demonstration mixed in the middle of the street. No man will go to the Salah, to the Masjid to do Salah, in the name of loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyways, the verse tells us otherwise. And the Shaykh quoted the other verse, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And this is a principle in our deen that we all have to grasp and understand. If we have taqwa towards Allah, He will provide us from where we do not expect, and He will make a way out for us. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. If you have taqwa towards Allah by doing that which He commanded and staying away from that which He forbade, Allah will make a way out for you, whatever your difficulty is. And He will provide you from the least expected source. And whomever relies upon Allah, then Allah will be sufficient for him.
Then the Shaykh moved on from the taqwa and he mentioned that this is something that has to do with the heart. Taqwa is in the heart. And he said that we need to work on our hearts, the actions of the hearts. They are the actions of the limbs, the things that we do outwardly, from our appearance, from our sujood and ruku' and getting up and getting down and raising our hands and so forth. These are limbs, actions of the limbs, which are also acts of worship.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
But the Shaykh wanted us to turn our focus to an element that is the principle and the basis for this outwardly actions. It is the heart. And this is, brothers, what we are missing greatly in this day and time as Muslims. We will find that our hearts are not in accordance with our actions. And our hearts are attached with other than Allah, other than the pleasure of Allah. And the Shaykh was mentioning the basis of his khutbah, which is the element of tawakkul, relying upon Allah. And he quoted evidences and stories from prophets who came before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentioned how Ibrahim alayhi salam, as you know the story, even if you're a new Muslim, this is one of the famous stories in Islam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam came to his father and his people and told them, what is this that you're worshipping instead of Allah? He said, these are statues that we find our forefathers upon and we remain upon it in the same way of life. He said, I am innocent from you. Except the one who created, I'm innocent from all these gods who worship other than Allah, except that Allah alone. He's the only one I will worship. And then he destroyed their statues. You know the story. He came and he فَرَاضَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينِ. So he grabbed his right hand sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he destroyed all these statues. And he left the big one. So when they came to him, said, who did this? مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. Who did this to our God? He says, كَبِيرُهُمْ. This big one. Ask him if he answers.
عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامُ رَحْمَةُ
اللَّهِ. Ask him if he answers. So they said, oh, maybe we're right. They were so silly, subhanAllah al-Azim. Maybe when somebody's not a believer, it's far-fetched that they will have the right intelligence. There might be no business of money, but other things, they just don't get it. They said, yeah, you know, maybe we oppressed him. Maybe it is this big God who beat these other gods. Then they said, hold on, how did you know that he doesn't speak? So they realized that it was Ibrahim alayhi salam who destroyed their gods. And they failed to understand that if they were gods, man, nobody can destroy them. If you're a god, you're a god. Now people gotta be careful when they deal with you. If somebody just comes and start beating you up and turn them into ashes, you must have not been a god to begin with. But they still didn't understand. So they said, build a big fire, we're gonna burn this man. Build a big fire. They made a big fire as big of a valley. And put all kinds of things for weeks. They were adding and grouping things together so they had the biggest fire. They said that even if the bird flew way above, it will toast and die. From the greatness and the immense of the smoke and the fire that they did. All this for Ibrahim alayhi salam. So much so that they were not able to throw him in the fire from a close distance. They had to use him in janiq, which is like this old thing that you put something on with the weight, push him, toss him over so you can send them across. Because they can't just grab him near the fire, they will get burned too. Anyways, upon this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels to Ibrahim. One of them was Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and said, Allah sent me to you. Do you need anything from me? Yani naturally one of us would say, yes, please. They're gonna burn me. Save me. Take me with you. Whatever. He says, as for you, no. From you? No. You're an angel. He's a great angel, alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam, the one who brought revelation to the prophets. With his greatness, he says, from you, no. But from Allah, hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is all I need. All who I rely upon. Allah is who I rely upon. And Allah is sufficient for me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire, brothers. The fire that right now, if you put your finger on it, it's about to burn. He says, "Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim." Be a source of coolness and peace upon Ibrahim. So they threw him in the fire. It did nothing but burn the ropes that they had him tied with, because Allah commanded the fire. At that moment, the fire did what Allah commanded, and it was no longer that burning element that we have in this day and time. It did not burn Ibrahim because the Lord of the fire told the fire to stop working. But what was the thing of this? Of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Tawakkul. See, he relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had this confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah watches him, that Allah will not leave him alone. So he put his trust in Allah, and there's nothing we cannot put in our trust better than with Allah. Nowhere else better than with Allah, the one who subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs to him everything in the heavens and the earth. Then the Shaykh mentioned the story of Musa alayhi salam, how when he was with his people, with Bani Israel, and Fir'aun and the army came with him, chasing him, and they were already at the ocean. And they freaked out, the Jews, as usually. They said, "Inna la mudrakun, man, we caught, man, they're right there. Khalas, we're done." He says, "Allah is with me." So the Shaykh said that Musa said, "Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil." Allah is all I rely upon, and He is sufficient for me. Allah commanded him to make command the ocean to become 12 parts. The ocean became parts, partitions. And Musa alayhi salam and the tribes, the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, walked through the ocean on land. And the ocean was standing like this, waves, because Allah commanded it. Why? Because Musa alayhi salam relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and they were hiding in the cave, and Abu Bakr told them, "O Messenger of Allah, if one of them looks at his shoes, then he will see us. We're right there." He says, "La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." Don't be despaired, Allah is with us. He said, "Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him and his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And the same thing happened to the Muslims. The Shaykh mentioned when the army of 1,000 men with 900 camels came also to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Muslims in the beginning, in the early stages when Islam wasn't really settled yet, when there wasn't a million brothers to defend the deen, it was just a few of them. And the people told them, "The people have gathered together. The people have gathered together to go against you." They said, "Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil." They relied upon Allah, and by the will of Allah, the Muslims were victorious. So the Shaykh, with other evidences, he mentioned the virtue, and he mentioned the verse, "وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى رَبِّنَا وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا." And why would we not rely upon our Lord, and He has guided us to His path? And the Shaykh said, "Hasn't Allah guided us to Islam? Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us? Hasn't Allah given us? Hasn't Allah sustained us? Hasn't Allah changed our hearts? So why don't we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Then he also mentioned before that Surah Al-Inshirah, "Alam nashrah laka sadrak?" Haven't we open up your heart? And Allah says in another surah, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. As for the one who Allah has opened his heart for Islam, so he is upon a light from his Lord. If Allah wants goodness for the son of Adam, he will open his heart to Islam and to the light from Allah, and for him to be attached to that which pleases Allah. And this is a ni'mah, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it comes in the end of the surah, "فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا." With hardship will come ease. With hardship will come ease when we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we put our trust in Him. Then the Shaykh mentioned Khalid ibn al-Walid. He was once a Christian came to him. He said, "Anta sayfullah al-maslul." You are the sword of Allah, the one that is open. You know, the I don't know what they call it in English, but there's the sword and there's the cap of the sword. Al-Maslul is when the cap is removed. طيب يعني you're ready for battle. The Prophet ﷺ called Khalid ibn al-Walid Sayfullah al-Maslul, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his skills and the battles that happened between the Muslims and others, those who were trying to destroy Islam and trying to put out the light of Allah, and Allah's light will remain even if the disbelievers hate it. So the Christian told him, you are him? Did you call yourself this? He said, no, the Messenger of Allah gave me this title. He says, I have some poison. Would you drink it? He said, yes, I will drink it. He is trying to challenge his bravery. See, he's trying to prove him and put him in a weak spot. For him to tell him, no, I'm not going to drink any poison. So he could make him feel that you are nothing important. But Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu understood the psychology this man was bringing about. He said, yes, I will drink the poison. And he said, Bismillah, relying upon Allah, knowing that this poison will not benefit or harm except by the will of Allah. And he drank the poison and nothing happened to him. So he will rub it in his face. So you will know that Allah is the one who gave us victory. And Allah is the one who will protect me. It is not the affairs of the dunya. It is from above the seven heavens. And he mentioned Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, who had a similar story when he was trying to be harmed. He also, I don't recall it right now, he also relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of danger. And he mentioned another sahabi named Abu Muhammad, who suffered from a disease similar to cancer. And what that disease is, it starts eating your body up. So they told him, ya Abu Muhammad, we're going to have to chop your leg off, because this is where the disease was located. It's going to spread from his leg to the rest of his body. They said, we have to chop your leg off. This is what the Shaykh was telling us the stories. He said, do what you got to do. He says, but we have to give you a drug. We have to give you a drug for your mind to go away, so you will not feel the pain. He said, no. Just come to me in my salah. So he stood up praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was in another world. And they came and they brought the chains and the knives. And they started cutting his leg. And they started with the skin and the flesh until they made it to the bone. And they are about to cut the bone, so they had to boil it in oil first. All this, the man is standing there as if nothing is happening to him, because he is in a connection with his Creator. He is worshipping Allah. He is not even acknowledging what's happening to him. This is how they used to be. This is not a fairy tale, or it's not a story either. This is a fact. If a fly comes on one of our faces in the salah, we won't even know how to do salah anymore. Scratch, scratch. Anything that comes to mind, we have to do it. Wallet, wallet. Cell phone. Pen, siwak, brush. Subhanallah, everything comes to mind. We won't stop in the salah, man. This is big deal, yaqi, big deal. We'll just do it. They're cutting his leg off. He's not even there. Until they reached the bone, then he fainted from pain. When they started cutting his bone, he fainted from pain. He said, this is an example of a person who relies upon Allah. This is what the whole idea of relying upon Allah. He said, then the people are three categories. There are people who rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and utilize the means that Allah had given. And we will discuss this in a little bit. He said, those are the successful ones who will receive Allah's mercy. And then there are those who do not rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who only concentrate on the reasons. He said, those will be deprived from the mercy of Allah. He said, and there are those who don't turn no mind or no thought at all towards relying upon Allah. And these are the disbelievers, and there's no goodness in them. He said, we need to be the first one. And what that means is, there's two things we need to worry about when we are doing tawakkul. The tawakkul, brothers, is the action of the heart. But that does not mean that we do not utilize the things that Allah made possible for us to utilize. Yani, you need to make 5,000 riyal this month. Say, I tawakkal ala Allah, oh Allah, I rely upon you to give me this money. Then you sit at home watching TV. Wallah, brother, why don't you go work? I'm in the state of tawakkul. Don't talk to me right now. I have trust in Allah that Allah will give me the 5,000 riyal. You watch. You watch, I'm just going to open my refrigerator and I'm going to find it sitting right there next to the cheese sandwich. You tell this person you're foolish. If you want to rely upon Allah, then what you're supposed to do is go outside and start asking people, hey, you need somebody to work for you, I could do this for you, I could paint this wall for you. You take the reasons to make the money while relying upon Allah. Some people rely upon Allah completely and they do not use the reasons, this is wrong. Some people do not think about Allah and they only go for the reasons. They think that the money is going to come from X individual and they forget that Allah is the one who will make X individual give you the money. So they only go after the reasons and that which is part of the dunya and they forget about relying upon Allah. And we need to be a balance. We put our trust in Allah and we also utilize the things that Allah made it possible for us to utilize in order to get that which we are looking for. As long as it is halal. Not so we can disobey Allah, we rely upon Allah to disobey Him. We don't do that. So again, the Shaykh was far better, with more examples, with more evidences, but it was like I was a wall and he had a nail and a hammer and he was just nailing me the whole time. I just, you know, I'm sitting there saying, oh subhanAllah, oh, I don't even want to come here after this Jum'ah. Because he was mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Yeah, he was, barakAllah fi. He mentioned the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith narrated by Tirmidhi and others from Ashab al-Sunan, the Prophet ﷺ said, if one of you relies upon Allah, the way he is supposed to rely upon Allah, he will be just like the birds. They leave their nests in the morning with an empty stomach and they come back at the end of the day with a full stomach. Just like the birds. But the birds don't stay in the nest. They go searching for food. But if we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, we will be just like the birds. And he mentioned again, Jazakallah khair, you brought a lot of ideas right now. He mentioned again this state. Now, we need to, everybody, after the salah, after this meeting, please come to me with your cell phone that has a music ringtone so I can change it for you to adhan. Maybe I have a Bluetooth or Bluetooth, whatever they call it, I can send it to you, or I find you a regular ringtone, tarrin, tarrin kind of stuff. Because it's a dangerous reality to have a cell phone singing for you day and night. And I'm not picking on you, I love you for Allah's sake, you know, Brother Salih. This is for everybody, even myself. The Shaykh mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his example. The example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he alayhi salatu wa sallam for 3 months, 3 months would go by, no fire would be lit in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for food to be cooked. And Aisha radiallahu anha said he used to live off the two blacks, water and dates. And he alayhi salatu wa sallam used to tie a rock, a stone around his stomach because of hunger. Because, and so were the companions, because they were not concerned about this dunya. They had a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Muslims grew and they started gaining victory and the war booty and all kinds of things that they retrieved, then everybody was living lavish. And they didn't want to live lavish. They had the money, but they didn't use it. They had the money as living lavish, but they spent it in the cause of Allah. But they relied upon Allah in the beginning, and then the sustenance and the ease came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afterwards. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our example, he alayhi salatu wasalam would go for 3 months without food being cooked in his house. Eating dates and water. Dates and water. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. This is what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions used to be about. They were not about the dunya. We have plenty of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the least we could do is utilize them correctly. Because we will be asked for these on the Day of Judgment. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be asked on that day, on the Day of Judgment, about all these blessings from Allah. What did we do with them? And how did we utilize them? So the summary of the khutbah was that we need to have our hearts attached with our Creator. And not to rely on every other individual in this dunya. And to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a ibadah, it's an act of worship of the heart. This is why we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is only you who we worship, it is only you who we seek assistance from. And this is all both a form of tawakkul, of relying upon Allah. We rely upon Allah to allow us to worship Him Azza wa Jal. So we need to instill this reality in our empty hearts, who have lost all the virtues of Islam in our hearts. And we need to go back to what the righteous Salaf, the righteous predecessors radiallahu anhum were upon. From worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and relying upon Him until the day we meet Him. And I probably missed a lot of things, forgive me. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العلي العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ها؟ عقلها. أيوة. لا الحديث says عقلها. Yeah, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a camel. The brother just mentioned a reminder. It wasn't in the khutbah, this is outside the khutbah. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, shall I tie my camel or rely upon Allah? Yani what? Yani this is like, now, akhi, should I lock my car or rely upon Allah? Why lock my car? Allah will protect my car from being stolen. There's no point in locking it because it's under the protection of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in other words, أَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Tie your camel, then rely upon Allah. Lock your car and rely upon Allah to trust. But don't just leave it unattended and say, Wallah, I hope Allah will protect it. That is not what tawakkul. This is bringing it, taken with the asbab and... I'll see you. Take it with the asbab and relying upon Allah at the same time.